Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
That's right, thanks Ben. I'm here at Karasi and it is turning into an absolutely glorious day down by the river, and we are anticipating a fantastic W4 division. So just to take you through the order, the 1 minute cannon just went off about 20 seconds ago. So we got Sydney Sussex W2 at the top, they're being chased by Jesus W3, Homerton W2, Darwin W2, Christ 3, Fitz 2, Hughes 2, Peterhouse 2, Kings 2, Selwyn 3, Queens 3, Pembroke 4, Clare 3, Trinity Hall 3, Murray Edwards 3, Robinson 2, LMBC 3, Sydney Sussex 3. The starting cannon has just gone off now, so we will go over to Abby, who is waiting for us at first post corner. Abby.
Yes, thank you very much, Andy. They are now just beginning to come past me right here. We have Sydney Sussex W2 looking particularly strong. They've got it off to a good start now, just coming into view. We have Jesus W3, so far not providing much of a contest to Sydney. Down behind them, close to the bank, we have Homerton. Interesting technique in that they're staying close to the inside edge here. Sydney Sussex now just passed me. Their W2 boat looking particularly strong. Jesus looks like they might be flagging. Homerton is picking up extremely fast. About half the boat length between them now. Looks like there could be a bump. If not now on the first close reach, it will definitely be round by Graffy. Behind that, a very long way behind, I believe we have Darwin W2. Homerton look like they are very close to a bump now. With Jesus, they are really pulling in, just really a case of inches and feet now between the two. Homerton look like they're about to bump right down the end there. It appears there's about to be a bump just going out of sight and will happen round by Grassy. Homerton appear to have caught up Jesus, which is fantastic work for them. Up at the top, we appear to have, I'm not entirely sure, it looks almost like the race might have stopped up here. We have one crew in the middle of the river and one has pulled over onto the side. May well be Pembroke, I can't quite see from here, but we'll try and find that as soon as possible. Whilst I find out Howie, what's going on in the river, Andy, over to you.
Yes, I'm here at Grassy and I'm just looking at Sydney Sussex W2. They're coming past me now and they are looking very, very strong. They've opened a gap of about 3 lengths. Behind them is Jesus 3 and Homerton 2 have just bumped Jesus 3. So I can confirm that Homerton 2 have bumped Jesus 3 just in the gut, just past first post corner. Both crews are still in the middle of the river, so they will be looking to clear out the way now. There are no other boats coming past at the moment, so we will go back to Abby at first post corner.
Thank you. The situation is not altogether too clear up here. We have Darwin W2 has pulled into bank, but so far no foliage in the hair, not clear whether they have bumped up or not. In the middle of the river, we have Fitz, who appears to have stopped. The race has been stopped, but we are not exactly sure why. I'll try and find that out as quickly as possible for you and get those results.
Okay, so just to summarise what looks to be quite a bit of chaos in the river, but just to confirm what's happened. So Sydney Sussex W2 are going to row over at the top of the division very, very comfortably. Behind them, Jesus W3 were bumped by Homerton W2. What we then know at the moment, and those two boats are just, they're rowing off now. Behind them, we have Darwin who have pulled in, and behind them, nothing else has come past. So if I'm trying to use some intuition. Yes, to you, Abby.
Yes, I've just managed to find out what's happened here. It appears that Christ had bumped Darwin W2 within inches of the starting line, but they failed to clear, so now there's having to be a rerun of all the boats behind that, which is 12 boats, it appears to be. So chaos up in the lower divisions here. That's going to be a rerun. Not entirely sure when that's going to be starting again, but we'll get those results to you as soon as we can.
That's right. Thanks, Ben. The one-minute cannon has just gone for the re-row, and there's only one additional bit of information to update you from, and that is that before the blockage happened, LMBC W3 had managed to bump Robinson W2. So they are of course, not in Marie Row. That is LMBCW 3 bumped Robinson W2. So the boats in Marie Row, Fitz 2, Hughes 2, Peterhouse 2, Kings 2, Selwyn 3, Queens 3, Pembroke 4, Clare 3, Tithall 3, Murray Edwards 3, and finally Sydney Sussex 3. So as I just mentioned, the 1 minute cannon has gone, and we will head over now to Abby, who is at first pace corner for us. Abby.
Thank you very much, Andy. They are now just beginning to set off towards us. It is looking like the conditions are perfect for the race at the moment. We have heard, just whilst they're coming up towards me, that one of the boats has suffered some damage in that collision that occurred. At the moment, CUBC are being a bit cagey as to letting us know exactly what boat that was. At the moment, it doesn't seem that it can be anything serious, given that Fitz are pulling away extremely strongly in front of me now. They don't seem to be shaken at all by the false start that they've had before. They are looking very strong indeed. Behind them, we have Peterhouse. Hughes Hall no longer seems to be in it. Peterhouse are far behind Fitz at the moment. Not entirely sure what's going on then. Behind them now, we have... yes, Claire.
Yes. I'm currently up at Ditton Corner and I can't see any of the boats yet, just the ones that have rowed over. So I'm pretty sure there's probably more going back where you are, Abby.
Okay, sorry, I gave you the... thought might have thrown over there. Now we have Selwyn coming past me. Behind them, we have Queens, who are looking particularly strong. So only just under a boat length between those two boats. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a bump between those two crews. Selwyn looking like they might have been shaken by what have occurred earlier. Queens looking particularly strong and like they might be going in for the bump somewhere around Grassy Corner. So that is one to watch. Behind them now, we have Pembroke is coming through, looking strong, pushing hard, although it doesn't look like there's any chance that they will catch Queens up at the moment, as there are only 3 to 4 boat lengths between them. Right down at the back now, we have Claire W3. Fair amount of space between them and the women's crew from Pembroke, so I don't believe there will be any chance of bump behind that. Back at the end, we seem to have the other boats are now coming to view. Yes, Andy?
So, yeah, I'm here at Grassy Corner, and I'm just looking at the Fitz crew rowing past me, and they are rowing at quite a comfortable pace. And the reason for that is that there's about 6 or 7 lengths until the next crew behind them, which is Kings. And that suggests to me that Peterhouse and Hughes Hall have bumped out in between them. So Kings are going past me now, Kings W2, that is. And again, they have quite a comfortable lead over Selwyn behind them, and I reckon that's about 4 lengths. Selwyn being pushed very, very hard by Queens. This is going to be interesting. You can hear probably the whistles in the background, and the Cox has conceded. The Selwyn Cox has conceded. Therefore, Queens have bumped up on Selwyn. We'll go back over to Abby at first place. Abby.
Thank you very much. We have the final boats now coming through. Sydney Sussex W3 is just pulling into view. They're going to have a comfortable row. Can't even see the boats ahead of them. Boats and boat lengths in front of them. Looks like they're going to have a pretty clear and easy row over. That's all from up here at First Post Corner. Back to you, Andy.
That's right, and I'm currently following the Clare-Pembroke tussle, and this looks like it could be a tussle that could go the full length of the course. I'm on the entrance to Grassy Corner. Pembroke W4 going past me now. Clare are still on station with them, and this corner will be crucial in determining what happens. I think Pembroke have opened up a bit more of a lead now. It's probably about 2 lengths. Behind Clare, there is no one for a long, long way. Abby, has anything else happened at your end?
Nothing. It looks particularly clear right now at First Place Corner, particularly in comparison with what's just occurred with the original race. Final crews now beginning to row back that have bumped up, and that is really it from the beginning of First Place. Anything with you, Claire?
Well, on this one, we've just seen Sydney row past earlier. We've just seen Fitz go through very comfortably, miles ahead of next boat that was following them. And then coming up now, we've got Kings, who are rowing absolutely miles ahead of any other boat. The next boat that I can see behind Kings is actually Pembroke, but they really are about halfway down the river. I mean, Kings are already going around Ditton Corner, whereas Pembroke is still down by the plough further than that. So it doesn't really look like there's much competition up this end of the river. Behind Pembroke, I can still see Clare, gaining rapidly, but not quite making the distance. So what remains to be seen is as they come round Disson Corner, with Pembroke now reaching the plough, as Clare and Pembroke come round Disson Corner, will Clare be able to close the distance between the two boats, which I'd say is about a boat's length currently. And behind them, there are no boats I can see from this point.
That's right, Claire. So I'm still at Grassy, and rowing past me now are Sydney Sussex. Sydney Sussex were propping up the bottom of the division, so they are still rowing. However, everyone in front of them has, or everyone in the near front of them has bumped out, so they are going to have a nice and comfortable row over. Yes, to you.
Yes, finally, just one final note from First Post Corner. It appears to be that Kit Hall have been bumped by Murray Edwards, as they are now just following down behind the rest of the boat at the end of the river, although that will obviously be confirmed in our results rundown to you.
Yeah, so I would just run through all of the results that we believe we have had. So starting from the top of the division, remember that this was a rerun. So earlier on, we had Sydney Sussex, who were at the top of the whole division. They rode over. Hobbiton bumped up on Jesus. Christ also bumped up on Darwin. It was that bump which caused the blockage, which caused us to have the rerun. In the rerun, Fitz rode over. Peterhouse bumped up on Hughes Hall. Kings are rowing over. Queens bumped up on Selwyn. Pembroke and Clare, we believe they are going to be rowing over. There's still quite a comfortable gap between them at Disson. Murray Edwards bumped up on Sit Hall. LMBC, they bumped up on Robinson. Remember, that was before pre-row in the initial race. And finally, Sydney Sussex. They rode over at the bottom of the division. So that is all the action from the W4 division. We'll be back at the Riverside for the men's 3 division in a moment. But for now, we'll hand back over to the studio.
That was a real nail-biter of a finish for the W4. After I left the line to come down and get the results, Pembroke and Clare were still fighting for a bump the whole way down of Longreach, right up until the very finish. They were both with the Land Crews on the towpath going alongside the boat, yelling for a bump, but it just didn't quite happen, which means that the ultimate rundown of the results of the W4 division, we had Sydney Sussex rowing over in top place, Sydney Sussex 2, then followed by Jesus and Homerton. Homerton bumped Jesus. That was Homerton 2, bumped Jesus 3. We then had a bump between Christ 3 and Darwin 2. Christ bumped up onto Darwin. We then had Fitzwilliam 2, which rowed over comfortably with absolutely no competition whatsoever. We then had Peterhouse 2 bumping Hughes Hall 2, followed by Kings, who rode over comfortably, followed by Queens 3 bumping Selwyn 3. We then had Pembroke 4, who rode over, although Clare 3 was chasing their tails right up to the very last minute. And honestly, both crews are still sitting here looking slightly exhausted after such a nail biter of an ending. We then had Murray Edwards 3 bumping Trinity Hall 3, and then LMBC 3 bumping Robinson 2, followed by Sydney Sussex 3, who rode over. And there we go. So a very, very exciting race with a lot of bumping action, and it continued really right until the very, very end down here past Longreach, down by the control tent.